Before we learn the Mishnah Brura in Sif Aleph and Simen Reish Mem Dalet, let's just go over quickly the Lashon of the Mechaber again. Pesek Adam Perish Masne Imeine Yehudi Al Malache. A person can make conditions with a guy about working, that he should work for him, V'kaitzitz Domim. And they come to a price that he's going to pay him. That means there's a certain malacha, there's a certain job that this guy is going to do for him, and they make a price. So even though the guy is doing this in Shabbos, this is mutter. When the malacha is not mafusim, the guy is doing, he gave the guy clothing to wash, he gave him a car to fix. It is not mafusim, it is not known that this guy is doing this malacha for the Yid in Shabbos. So then this is permissible. The guy is doing it adaita denafshe. That means he was not told to do this at this time. He's doing it because he wants to do it now. So therefore the malacha is being done through the guy for the guy. That means this is done in Shabbos, but the guy wants to do this in Shabbos. That is, if not too many people are aware that this malacha is being done. It's betzina she'ein makirim akel. We'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah. Aval im hoisa yedua mefusemes. But what if this malacha that the guy is doing, we have the same conditions, the guy does not have to do this on Shabbos, he was hired to do a certain malacha, and the guy on his own accord decided to do it on Shabbos for his convenience. Also, this is also, Shaharaya Esa'eini Yehudi Isaac, because when someone will see that the guy is doing this malacha, and it is mefusim, eini yodea shekotzatz, he is unaware that there was a ktsitze, that the guy has to do a certain malacha, and he can do it whenever he wants, and that what he's doing it in Shabbos, because he's doing it for his own convenience. But a person who sees this will say, va'omer, he will say, Shaplaini socha ha'eini yudi lasis lo malacha b'Shabbos. He will assume that the Yid hired the guy to work for him. So the guy is working in Shabbos for the Yid, not adaita de navshe, he's working for the Yid. And since people will say this, there's a issa of maris ayin. Lefichach, therefore, apoisik im an eini yehudi livnes lechatzeira yoy kasoloi, if a person made up with a guy to build the chotzer or a kaisel, or to cut the tvu in this field, these are all things which people see, these are mefusim dikim malachis. Im hoisa hamalacha bimdine, so if the malacha was in the ear, oy besoich hatchum, or even though it's not in the residential area, but it's besoich hatchum, so a person walking in Shabbos could pass by this field and see how a goy is working in the field. So also loy laniach lasses loy malacha b'Shabbos, he is not permitted to let him do this malacha mipnei harayim, because the people that will see this she'einam yoidim she'posek, they are unaware of the agreement that the guy had made up to do this malacha And whenever the guy feels like doing it, and the guy is doing it on Shabbos, not for the Yid, not for himself, but people do not know this, so therefore this is also. Ago, vafilu imdor bein ha'enem Yehudim, even if the house that is being worked on is this Yid, this Yiddish house is in a goyish neighborhood. So we don't have a chash of Marisayim. All his neighbors are goyim. So we don't have this chash of Marisayim. Yesh lochosh lo'oichem ha'boim sham. But perhaps he might invite some guests, and the guests will be by him Shabbos, and the guests will witness how the guy is working for him. So there is achshad. Oy liv nei veisoy, or forget about the guests, the bnei bayis will see that the guy is working. Sheyach shedu oy se del bi choyshed him, that he hired the guy to work for him. They will not believe or assume that the guy was hired, that the guy is a kablan and theoretically he can do whatever he wants, and the guy is doing this malacha on Shabbos because the guy wants to do it. They will be choshed him that the case is differently. So therefore this is also.
But did he have a nikra din if the guy went ahead and did the work on Shabbos anyway, the yid would be permitted to get hana from that malacha?
We're just speaking about if he's permitted, if he has to tell him to stop working. V'imhoys, and that he says also lo niach lasis lo malacha b'shabbos. V'imhoys amalacha chutz l'tchum. We'll see later about this. It's right from poshet what you just said now. V'imhoys amalacha chutz l'tchum. If this malacha was done chutz l'tchum, that means there no yid will find himself by that field. That field is chutz l'tchum ha'ir, so memele no one will ever see this. V'gam ein ir acheres b'seich tchum ha'ishal mokim sh'oisim by malache mutter. Then this is mutter because there's no reason why it should be yosa. Me'iker adin, the guy is doing this adaita denafshei. So it's meikah, then it's mutter. The whole reason we answered is als marisayin. But if it's chutz l'tchum, there's no marisayin. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I would like to mention there's a machloikes rishayim, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri. There's a third sheet also. There's a Ram. And with this we'll understand a little better the hachros that we will find in the Mishnah Berurah. There is a halacha, and we learned the halacha already, that if a person has a field and he hired a goy to be an oris on the field, which means that the goy is working on the field and he gets a percentage of the profit, so he's permitted to work on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself, even though the owner of the field is also deriving benefit, but that is irrelevant. Since the goy is working Shabbos in order that he should get more profit, so that's called the malacha is being done for himself. So this is mutter, and this is a halacha we had in Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Because that's arisus, that is right. Now the Rabbeinu Tam built from this halacha another halacha. And he made a kal v'chaymeh. The Rabbeinu Tam said, so what if I have a person who's a kablan, that means he has to do a malacha, there's no specific time when it has to be done, and he's doing it on Shabbos because he wants to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it, he's building a house for someone on Shabbos. Why is he doing it on Shabbos? Doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but He wants to do it on Shabbos. He was hired to build the house. And he can do it whenever he wants. Decides to do it on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Natam said, if an Oris is mutter, and when an Oris does work on Shabbos, the Yid is getting a benefit from this, because the work that is being done on Shabbos, he's getting a benefit. More tfu is growing on Shabbos, and he's getting a benefit. So he says, if a Yid hired a Kablan to build the house, and the Kablan could have done it, there's 7 days in the week, and he decides to do it on Shabbos, the Yid doesn't derive any benefit from this, that the guy is doing it on Shabbos. So he says, if an Oris is mutter, a Kaplan is Zicha mutter. That's what the Rabbi Natam paskin. That's the Shitas of Rabbi Natam. What? He wasn't Geiris Marasayin. This is the Shitas Rabbi Natam. The Ri is Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mechaber is the Shitas Ari. The Ri says, Anshodik, there's a tremendous difference between an Oris and a Kablan. An Oris, the people know that fields are rented, that people are Arisim on a field, and they work on the field. So there, if that's a normal procedure, so if you see a guy working in Shabbos, a guy working in Shabbos on the field, you know he's doing it for himself, because he's getting a profit. To build houses, sometimes there's a Kablan, and sometimes he is hired by the owner to build the house for him. Who knows? He's the same guy. Who knows that this guy was hired from the owner, or this guy is a Kablan? Who knows this? No one knows this. So therefore, the Ri was Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, how are you permitted to do such a thing? You can't compare this to an Oris. An Oris was a Dover Rogel, the people knew that fields were rented out to Arisim. In building houses, you could have a Schir Yoim, you could have a Kablan. Therefore, it's also Als Maris Ayin. There's a third Shita, which the Taisus brings down, that also differentiates between an Oris and a Kablan. But this sheet is very interesting. This sheet is that the whole heta was by an Oris, because an Oris gets a profit in the tvua that is growing. He gets a third, a quarter. So he looks like a shutif. It's called, he's doing it, that's called he's doing it for himself. But a person who gets paid this lomdus, if he's a kablan or if he's a schir yoim, if he's getting money, Chazal never differentiated. And Chazal, so male, there's no difference between a kablan and a schir yoim. So we have here three shittas. The Rabbi Natam holds a kablan is mutter, period. If he's a kablan, he's doing it for himself. The Ri said that he can't say a kablan is mutter, period, because people might think that he's a schir yoim. And therefore, we will see soon in the Mishnah Berurah, if we live in a city, that this is only done through kablonis. That means a house is only built through a kablon. You don't find, it's not built through a schir yoim. Every house is built with kablonim, not with schir yoim. So there's a svara to say, afilu according to the Ri, it also be mutter. The Ri was only chayish for marasayin, so that's tafke. If things are done sometimes to schirayim, sometimes to kablonim, we cannot rely. He is a kablon because that's the truth. But people don't know this. But if the minig ha'ir is that these malachis are always done through kablonim, so memele it should be mutter. Thus, this Amor de Ketuvis Noide Biyehuda. The Noide Biyehuda, there was a Shaila. Someone had a leaky roof. Someone had a leaky roof, and it was bitter. Now, all the people, all the roofers who fixed roofs, were after Sukkot, they were going to go away till Pesach. They're going away, and they had their jobs. In Chalam Moed Sukkis, they were in Prague. All the workers, all the roofers were in Prague then, but after Chalam Moed Sukkis, they're going to go away. There was a shaila that was given to the Noide B'Yude, and this was the shaila. He has a leaky roof. If it won't be fixed in Chalam Moed, the whole winter will have a leaky roof, which is terrible, a tremendous hefset. The Noide B'Yude did research, and he found in Prague there is no roofer which is a Schir Yoim. All the roofers in Prague are kablonim. That means there's no such thing as a Schir Yoim. You go, every roof is a kablon, they fix roofs, they do it whenever they feel like doing it on their own time. So the Noide B'Yude wanted to be Mata. It's good. Terrific. But then the Noide B'Yude asked. You know why he asked? Because we just learned halacha. Maybe this person or someone will get an oirach in Chalam Moed who doesn't come from Prague. He comes from another city. And in the other cities, the roofers, you have roofers which are Schir Yoim also. So we can't rely that you're allowed to fix the roof in Chalam Moed because in Prague everyone is a kablan. This oirich that's going to come in Prague for Chalam Moed, maybe he'll come from a city that there are roofers which are Schir Yoim also. Because of that,
he could. Because it's such a dumb chashuv that would mabatel the whole city.
What? An oirich. We're afraid of the marasayin of an oirich.
One person.
That we'll see in the Mishnah Buddhist. That's this din. One person. We're afraid of marasayin and finished.
So he couldn't do it during Chol
Moed. That's why he didn't want to be matter to do it Chol Moed. Unless he had a hold reidel. But the Pashtis, the Noide B'Yude, did not want to be matter like this. We went through, we have the Rabbi Natam that holds its mutter. The Ri who asked, but if there's no Schir in whole Prague, there's no one that fixes a roof, that's not a kabum. All the roofers are kabum. But he says, that's in Prague, but who knows what's in the other cities. And if a Neurich will come in Prague, Chalam Moed, from another city, there'll be a Marasayin. I'm just telling you how an Adam Godel looked at a Shaila. It's Chalam Moed. Chalam Moed, it's a Darabonim. This is how an Adam Godel looked at the Shaila. And he didn't give a breita heta for sure. Okay, now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah.
But if he goes to the Kabbalah and says, fix my roof in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that we know he's going out of town in 3 days, we know that. Because we have to come to Chol Moed in May.
What?
I can give a time for him to come. Come in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but if he's working for me in Chalam Moed, it's bitter. It's marasayin. It's no chilik when I zichah he could do it some other time. When the kabbalah works on Shabbos also, I didn't want he should do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for his own benefit. He wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it in Chalam Moed. But there is marasayin. So finish. So forget about it. We asked this is a marasayin. We're saying he high a schir yoim, which is also midah rabbana. This is the simonim that we are learning. Okay, now we are up to Sivkot and Dalet the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein makirin akel. But if this malache that this kablan is doing. No, is betzine. That means he's doing. He's washing clothing. He's fixing a car. This is betzine. It's not mefusim. No one knows that he's doing. He's fixing a yid's car. So then it's mutter. She'ein makirim hakel. This is what we're up to. That not everyone knows that he's fixing this yid's car. He's fixing it on Shabbos. Zokta Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu im ktsas yoidim shehim meleches Yisrael. That means this car in this city. There are 10 people who know this license number, this is Yankel's car. The whole city, there's 50 Cadillacs. But Al Kaponim, 10 people in the city know from this license plate that this is Yankel's car. So from and they're going to pass by on Shabbos, and they're going to see the guy that's working on Yankel's car on Shabbos. And this, the Mechaber Paskind, if She'ein Makirin HaKoil, if everyone doesn't know, that means there's a few people that do know, it's irrelevant. V'afilu, zok the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu mitzas yoyin mishimalachas Yisrael shori. V'af agav demavul lekamam b'hagodi yesh lochosh lo'oichim. We're afraid by a malache that's done with pilsum, fixing a house. We're afraid of one oirich that might come and visit him. U'b'nei beisoy, the b'nei beisoy sheyach shedu oisoy. Shami meleches mechuber ostam mechuber shein bolov nikra olov ichmiru boi b'yoyse. So lecheret could be the lumdus of the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. That means Chazal were consistent. If the meloche mitzad atzmoi is a meloche mefusames, that means he's working on my house. So the meloche mitzad atzmoi is a meloche mefusames, that he's working for me. Who will find out about it? One Yid will find out about it. That's irrelevant. But as long as the melacha, mitzad the melacha that is being done, is a melacha that is mefalsam, this is being done for a Yid, that's also. Even though only one Yid will know about it. But if mitzad the etzem melacha, a guy is fixing a car in his shop, mitzad the etzem melacha, you don't have to know that it's being done for you. So then, if the melacha mitzad atzmai is not a melacha mefusemes, even though there are some people who can figure out from the license plate that this is being done for a yid, that they didn't ask.
It's indoors.
Not indoors, a filisato, but it's not mefusim.
This is a parking lot.
What?
There's 40 cars in there.
There's 40, yeah, but he's working in a parking lot, but someone that passes by mitzad etzem, fixing a car, no one will, it doesn't say atzol on the car, and it doesn't say bikachaylam on the car. So memele, so mitzad etzem meloch, it's not mefusim. No, there's the Eden who know his license plate. But since mitzad the etzem malach, it's not mefusim, there they weren't machmer. If roiv, people don't know. Mechuba means what?
It gets attached to the.
This is a house, a wall, a chotzer. So people know he's working on my house, on my chotzer. So mameila. So then that's called mefusim lefikach. Lotzalayma. The stam mechuba v'keilu yodua amufusem mishishal Yisrael. If he's working on a property, and so people know it belongs to a yid. People don't know exactly who the Bailam is. That means, as long as it's a melache mefusemes, that means they're working on a house. So even though not everyone knows that this is his house, but the Shechinim know that this is his house. V'yachshidu she'schirayu liyomim. So that's awesome. Liktzalei sadeyu. So also a field is a davar mefusim. Everyone knows it's his field. V'af al gav de derech sode larisus. Now we have a problem. That it's mutter. And we're talking about Marisayan by a field derech sode larisus v'imkein yizberu shalok rabarisus. You see, you pass by the field, you see the guy working there. So the derech is that one hires an oris. V'sayang an oris, he's doing it for himself. K'moyshe kosev simen reishmem gimel sifalev mikomba kamosam v'shani hosom. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about such a case. Someone rented a field to a guy, And the guy is working on the field. So he's not an oris, he's working on the field. So we said, even though people will not be aware that he rented the field, but people will be under the impression that he's an oris. And as long as he's an oris, that's permissible. So there's no mala sign. So over here, what's the problem? This person is not an oris, he's a kablan. But people will think that he's an oris. So as long as people think he's an oris, there's no mala sign. So he says, the Shani Hosam. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about a guy rented a field. So which is Zichem Mutter, he's working for himself. The Sheyachro Adovo, later they'll find out, after they harvest the crops, Yimotze Shekeinu She'eini Yudi Chaylik Papyrus. They'll see that the guy who was working on this field took the peiris, he took all the peiris. So Memele, so they thought he was only an oris. Later they'll find out the old field was rented. So there never was Marisayim. Avol Hoche, fine. They passed by, he was working every Shabbos he was working. They didn't have any tainus on the balasod and mistomis and oris. But later, when they harvested the field and the balasod took all the peiris and the guy didn't take anything, or chein noida hadova, that he's not an oris. There is such a concept of one hires workers. Vafilu iminik ha'ir lisker b'kiboylis. Afilu this a minig that they are kablonim who work on fields. Das hataz lahachmir shloi lanich leini yudi lasis besode b'shabes v'yontif v'chosh kein b'binyim bayis to build the house. Da'kati yachshedu b'schir yoyim shegam zehu regilis. That means, even though there's a minig in this mokim that kablonim are hired to take care of a field, and by a kablan there's no problem of these. It's called he's working for himself, not for the balasodim. But since there are also schiryaim, so there'll be marisayim. V'yesh shemakilim boze kishemine kol ha'iru b'kiboyles. This is Ashitas Rabbi Keveger and the Prima Godem, that if the minig of the ear is that this work that's done, you don't hire workers, there's a kablan who comes and takes care of the field, so then it's mutter. That means the minute we are mevara that the minig of this ear, this is not like the Neidibudah. Neidibudah said, but maybe there'll be another for another year. This is Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger brings down the Neidibudah. But Rabbi Keveger held la loche, if in this year the minig is, the minig is kaboilis, it's mutter. V'yesh mekilim bezek sheminig kol ir hu bekaboilis. Now let's just skip over the brackets. We'll come to back in a minute. V'ayim bebir loche shebiyarnu. The besode yesh lismech al devrayim b'mokim hefsed. By a field, we can be mekel. Avol bebayis tzorech iyun im yesh lahokel bazem to neged das kama poiskim vayim b'shari tshuva b'shem noy debiyudah simen yud beis. Now, in Bira Aloche, the Bira Aloche said like this. There's a svore to say, by a sode, the zicher a svore to be mekel if the whole ear the minig is kablonus, so there won't be marisayim. But so according to this, you can build the house also if that's the minig here. But he did not want to be mekel by a bias, only by a sode. And what is the difference? The difference is because by a sode there are others that hold people will be toile ba'arisus, not the way he mentioned before that, but they won't be toile ba'arisus because they see he's not taking anything. There's a svara sapeiskim that hold by a sode b'chlal there's no problem, because since there's the minig is arisus, so if he's a kablon it's also mutter. So by a sode, by a hefsed, the Mishnah Berurah took it on his shoulders, he can be meikel. But a bias, which we don't have this svara, even though there's Rabbi Kebege, that's meikel, Prima Godem, that's meikel. There's a lot of poiskim that are machmer, so he did not want to be meikel. Yeah, by a house there's no arisus. Yeah. By a house there's no arisus, yeah.
Saying, but that would be, that's the one, because there's no...
That's the reason. Now, let's go back. V'kaboylis hudavke. Now, kablonis, which we said is mutter. Davke k'shekol ha-melochi hi b'kaboylis. That means everything is b'kaboylis. La'afuki imrak adricha levadi hu kablin. If the contractor is the kablin, Shara Messiah Derech Lesochem Lefomim Leyoim Vafilim Husochem Akel Bekablonis Kam Kenosa. That means if the Minika is Yezicha, hire a contractor, but the contractor tells the Bailam, listen, I need 5 Mexicans today, you take care of it. So, and then he could go and hire the 5 Mexicans. That means, so if the Minika is that the Bailam is also mishtatif to get workers, and he could get schir yoim, so then we lost etter of kabbalas. By medina haynu besaycheir shekar medina lefomim hatchum shergilim ansheir lefomim leilach shemavitzaych hatchum laniach. So he's not permitted to let a guy work on his field or on the house. Isa b'seifa chasidim simen shin memches. Ma'isa b'odem echad shesochar eini yehudi livnois beisei b'kablonis. Someone hired a goy to build his house b'kablonis, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter. Rabbeinu Tam held his mutter. V'hoyo ha'eini yehudi b'ine b'shabes. He built, he knows the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was mutter, kablonis. Vahoyu misramim olav. People were tining it, building it, Shabbos. V'loichoshes lakach. Listen, you learn Shulchan Aruch, you'll see a kablon is mutter. Don't have any tainus, it's mutter. The guy died to the nafshe, it's mutter. V'loichoshes yomim uvotim shloi nisher hakarka loy loy v'loy lezah. He lost everything. So the Sefer Hasidim is telling us, we're playing with fire. So don't tell me Mika Dina Kablon is mutter. It's not Mesugal. Imdo Ratzoloima. But what if he lives Michutz Latrumir? The Gam Einira Cheres Pesach Trumai. Afilohochi also. The Yeshlochish Loichim the Mikli Legabe. Oichim will come to him. And the Yachshidu, and they'll be choshed him. Umad the Mekilim Lakame Michutz Latrum, Einik Sharaka Malachi Hisham, Avuhu Batsmai Dor Beir. So Memele. So the Malach, no one will ever see it. The Gamay Niracheres, Vuadin Kshedor Shom Eze Yehudi Besoichat Chum Shom Malachi Gam Kain Osa. That means if there's no city in the Trum, there's no city in the Trum of the field, but there's one person that's living in that Trum, so forget about it. Because of that one person who's living Toichat Trum, we have to be afraid this person might come and pass by and see the working on the Yiddish field, this Marisayim. But if it's Chutz L'Tchum, Mutter, the Sulekim is Marisayim. When the Yehudi, so there's no Marisayim, when Yehudi Ketorach, the guy that's working, but the day Ketorach. V'hine, mitoich ma'ashen isbair b'zeh hasif muchach. The also lisker any Yehudi bekablonis. Now let's talk a practical shaila, that you're not allowed to hire a goy bekablonis Lefanes zivlei mechotzer, to take out the zevel from the chotzer, the garbage from the chotzer. Vu oise boi b'shabes, vu hu misakin hechotzer b'zeh, vu hu b'chlau meleches mechuba. Now, we are speaking about bizman, we're speaking about, this is a Mogen Avraham, we're not speaking about garbage cans at the present time. We're speaking about that there was zevel that accumulated in the chotzer, and you had to come and take out the zevel, and the zevel was mechuba to the chotzer, and by doing this in Shabbos, this is nichlam meleches boine, you're being misakin the karka, this is an isa deraisa. Now there were garbage men that they could come whenever they came, and they came on Shabbos. So Zokta Mishnah Berura. So if you learn this sif, it's also because it's mefusim, and even though it's kavlonis, it should be also. V'yesh mekaymish and noigim hetel lesochoy likach hazevel milchoyv. Now, in other places, the minig was that they did hire goyim, and they let them. And it seems the responsibility of the chelik of the street in front of the house, each homeowner was responsible to make sure that that chelik of the street was clean. Fine, so that's the rechayiv was part of the obligation of the owner of the house. There were mekaymis that goyim kablonim used to come on their own accord on Shabbos, and they used to go and clean the street. Because of, and this was Bisman the Mogen Avraham. So now we have a kasha. So what's the heter? The time on, so he said that the mekayr of this hanhoge is the bishal rabim leker cheshode. This is not, till now we're learning one person had a kablon working in his house, working in his field. So the bichayshet him. But here this is a whole community, a whole neighborhood, that the kablon comes on Shabbos and he cleans the streets. So memele, so since this is an undertaking of a community, we have a klal, the lek, the bishal rabim lekech shodim. You're not choishet that a rabim did an aveire. So memele, if this is being done for a community, so we will assume that b'shtam the kablonim, a yochid, I'll be choishet, maybe it's a schir yoyim. But if it's a rabim, I won't be choishet that they did something wrong, and b'shtam it was done properly. Av b'schir yoyim, pshita da'osa. The Achayinim hisigo al taimim. The Achayinim did not like this heter, but datim did not gemina bezeinim beram liyochid. So there's a bachloikis if there's such a heter bachlau. That means if there's a minik, he can be soymich on this. But to make a new minik, he wouldn't want to be makel. Ayin sham taimoy the yesh chilul Hashem bedova. There's a new problem of chilul Hashem uchdel kamei. Vehine afilu im noima the bishal rabim lekech shode. We will name on this heter. Mikol mokim hiskim hamogen avrom she'ein lahata livnei space aknesses b'shabes bekablonis, to build a shul bekablonis. Now here you have a heter of rabim. This the shul is a community shul. It's not a private house. They're building a shul, and lechayre we have this heter of rabim. So the Mogen Avraham says it's still awesome. Why? Ki bizmanenu she'enu umesh cheneinu menichim l'shum odom lasis malochep v'resi b'yoyim chagom ike chilal Hashem im naniach anachnu lasis b'yoyim Shabbos v'yom tov. Amir the Kizach. Bizman the Mogen Avraham, Sunday, which was a Goyish holiday, they did not permit a Yid to do work. The Goyim did not permit. So that is Sunday laws, finished. So the Mogen Avraham says, so if we are going to build a shul on Shabbos with Goyim, So they'll say, no, see the difference between a Yid and a Goy. Well, us, it's a holy day. We won't permit a Yid to work on our holy days. And by them, so Mamela, it'll be a Chilul Hashem. אם נניח אנחנו לעשות ביום שבת ויום טוב, ומכל מוקם כוס וכמה אחרינים, אם יש חשש, חס ושלום, שהסבטה לבניין בית הכנסת לגמרי, that means with all these חשבונות, if we won't permit the shul to be built on Shabbos בקבלונס, so the shul will not be built, מותר להניח לניודי לבנויסק שהוא בקבלונס, בבת שהיא מפורסם לכל שהוא בקבלונס.